Meseches Tainis, the fourth parak, Mishnah Gimel. Ve'anshe ha'ma'amar hayu mis'anin arba yamin ba'shavua miyom sheni v'ad yom chamishi. The members of the ma'amados, the members of those 24 groups that would work 1 week at a time in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, they would fast 4 days in the week. They would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. V'lo hayu mis'anin Erev Shabbos, mikvod ha'Shabbos. They wouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos because, or to honor the Shabbos, they didn't want to go into the Shabbos being hungry. V'lo be'echer b'Shabbos, and they wouldn't fast on Sunday, k'shelo yetzu mimenucha v'oneg li'yegia v'tainis v'yamuzu, so that they shouldn't go from having a day where they were relaxing and having good food into a day that where they were going to be fasting, be very hard for them, and they would feel faint, and it would be very difficult. What parshios would they read? What would they read? So by Yom HaRishon, on the first day, the ma'amados would read Bereishis v'yihi rakia. They read the psukim in the first parak of Bereishis, the first chapter of Bereishis, from Bereishis until the pasuk of Yihi Rakia. Basheni, on Monday, they would read from Yihi Rakia v'yikavu hamayim, from the psukim of Yihi Rakia until the pasuk says later on in Bereishis, yikavu hamayim. Bashlishi, on Tuesday, what would they read from the Torah? Yikavu hamayim v'yihi me'oros. They would read from the pasuk in Bereishis where it says yikavu hamayim until it says yihi me'oros. These are all what the ma'amados, where those members of Klal Yisrael were going through reading in the Torah on those weeks when they were supposed to be in Yerushalayim. So Baravi, on Wednesday, what would they read? Yihi Me'oros, where the pasuk says Yihi Me'oros, until Yishritzu Hamayim. V'Yishritzu Hamayim. B'Chamishi, on Thursday, what would they read? Yishritzu Hamayim V'Totzi Ha'aretz. They would read what happened on the fifth day of creation from Yishritzu Hamayim till Totzi Ha'aretz. Bashishi, on the sixth day, they would read Totzi, on Friday, they would read Totzi Ha'aretz. And Vaychu Hashemayim, they would read the conclusionary parts of that section of Bereishis. Parsha Gedola, if it was a long parsha, Kohen Oso Bishnayim, and two people would read that parsha if it was long. V'haktan, if the Ma'amados, if they were reading a short parsha, then B'yachid, just one person would do it. B'shachris Uvim Musaf, for Shachris and Musaf. Uvim Mincha Nichnasin V'Koren Alpiyam K'Koren Es Hashma. And a Mincha, they would come and they would read it by heart, just like you read the Shema by heart. Erev Shabbos, b'mincha lo yunichnasim, mikvod ha'Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, for mincha time, they would not go to the shul for davening for kriya, because they had to go prepare for Shabbos. Tainis, the fourth parak, now up to the fourth Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say on what types of days they had the ma'amados that they were going to shul and do these things. So, kol yom sheyesh bo halal, on any day where we read halal, which are different days throughout the year, and this is even a day like Chanukah where you don't bring a carbon musaf, ein bo ma'amad b'shachres, then the ma'amadim don't get together for shachres, they don't read the Torah like we just read in the previous Mishnah. Carbon musaf, and if it's a day when they even bring a carbon musaf, like on Rosh Chodesh, then ein bo b'ne'ilah, then there's no ma'amad for the tefillah of ne'ilah, the extra tefillah that we add for the ma'amados. Carbon eitzim, on days there was a time period when people would donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So carbon eitzim, ein bo b'mincha. They would not, the carbon eitzim would not, on those days we would not have the ma'amados get together mincha time. There'd be no ma'amad during mincha. Divi Rabbi Kiva, that's what Rabbi Kiva said. Amrlo ben Azai said back to him, kach haya Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua learned differently. Carbon musaf, ein bo b'mincha. Any day when we bring in carbon musaf, like a day like Rosh Chodesh, then there'd be no ma'amados during mincha time. Carbon eitzim, if it would be a day when they would, any day when they were offering a carbon eitzim, was a day when people donated new wood and they would offer a carbon eitzim. Ein bo b'ne'ila, then there would not be ma'amados for the special prayer of ne'ila. Chazer Rabbi Akiva lihi yoshona k'ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva changed his opinion. He went back to hold like Ben Azai, the opinion that we just read, who said again that a carbon musaf, whenever you have any day with a carbon musaf, then the ma'amadus would not get together for mincha. And any day when you had a carbon eitzin, any day when they were burning wood, when they brought wood to the base of Migdash and offered a carbon, then there'd be no ni'ilah.